grateful for you. I want you to come and just share with us what's on your heart, and then we'll have prayer for you.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be back, and I wish I had been back more, but sometimes school can distract you from the people you love the most. But yeah, just wanted to share a little bit about my journey, especially the journey towards before coming here, and that journey that led me to be here. So in about 2001, I remember I was 11 and I was going to my local public school in Gisenyi. I was going to grade 5, and out of nowhere my uncle comes home and he says he's taking me for registration, which I was like, wait, why am I being registered? And they said there's this place that is opening up. It's in form of a school that they're taking kids who are orphaned by the genocide or other means. That was 7 years after the genocide, and they said I might get an opportunity of getting school. But he worded it in a way that worried my brothers and sisters, and especially my mom, because he said that in that school, when you get in, you don't get out. That you are going there, study, and be there, and you'll not come back, and maybe your family would be visiting you, and yeah, my brothers were like, yeah, no, thanks. As much as we want help, as much as we would like that one of us to get educated in a boarding school, yeah, we still want them back at the end of a trimester. So that was a misconception that almost cost me Sunrise, which I'm very, 99% sure it would have cost me being here and probably not knowing everybody here. But God works in his own ways. My other uncle knew about the school because he personally knew Bishop John, and he said, no, it's not that he's not being confiscated. He'll be coming back. It's a normal school, and they'll be having holidays like other kids. Oh, then he can go. So, I was a very minor player in decisions that would literally affect my entire life that concerned me. And for some reasons, I ask myself, why me? Like, we are 9 kids at home. Like, why me? I still can't understand why me of all the kids. I don't know why the family made the decision they made. But I guess, as I said, God has his own ways of working. Mm-hmm. And, and when I went to Sunrise, I was pretty young. It would be a very big lie if I said I knew what I wanted in life, or if I knew what life was. It was all playing, and if I could escape the night without bathing, that was success. which was pretty hard. Especially my older sisters were very tough on that. They made sure that happened every day. So if I could get a day without doing it, that was a big day for me. But yeah, but for the last very many years, I've been saying that I'll stand up and say and publicly say God has been great. He's done a lot. But every time I wanted to do it, something came up. Something stopped me, and I felt guilty, and I kept saying, when will I be able to really publicly share, not one-on-one, share with the people about how God has been great to me, how God has provided for me, even when I never thought about what he was doing. When I was at Sunrise, one particular thing that I know for sure I appreciate having got from there, beyond school, beyond education, was how my faith grew. I mean, I was born in a family of Christians. We went to church, but I always went to church because I wanted to hang out with my mom, to be honest. But when I got to Sunrise, it became revealed to me in a different way. It became revealed to me that I needed God in my life. I actually depend on him. I could work hard. I could do everything. But I need God. The ultimate person I need in my life is God. And that was revealed when I was at Sunrise. And, you know, I'm really thankful for things I got. I got friends from Sunrise. I can, to be honest with you, the people I know that are very close to me exclusively are all from Sunrise. Like, the people who know me well and the people who are really my friends and who I would say cannot give up on me, however crazy I sometimes become, are from Sunrise. So that's one particular thing that Sunrise provided for me. And the other thing, definitely, it's an educational institution. As I said, I'm speaking English and I'm able to communicate to you without needing translation because of Sunrise. And that, especially at that particular moment, Rwanda was a French system. The education system was French, except it later changed to English. That worked in my advantage. But even looking at other things, the quality of education at Sunrise is the greatest, I would say, in Rwanda. Because one particular thing, and as I said, they incorporate faith, and that makes a whole lot of difference. At least it's your personal decision to accept the faith and believe in it and be led by it, but at least you get an early introduction. And you see, one particular thing that, and everybody there is at par with this. Because I remember in the ninth grade, we do three national exams in our K-12. And one of them is done at towards the end of the ninth grade. So I remember one of my professors, Mr. Nambala Charles, I think you remember him. He came up to me and constantly, he was my constant mentor. He mentored me daily. But one particular thing he included in the mentorship was he reminded me of how important being faithful to God was. He reminded me of how crucial remembering that whatever happens, I have to trust God with my life. However the results will come up, I have to accept them and also be thankful that God has. And then he did one particular thing to me. He asked me to fast. It was 2 days before the start of the exams, and he asked me, would you take a day off from eating? I guess this gets to the sermon earlier today. And yeah. I was like, are you kidding me? You really want me to spend a day without eating and you expect me to study? I was like, not if there's food. And then for some reason he said, wait, why? I was like, I have not done this before. I mean, I've spent a day without eating a few times, but that was because there was nothing to eat. But for some reason, he convinced me, and I said, sure, I'll do it. But, you know, we spent like about an hour praying, and that made a whole lot of difference. The way I approached things changed, and as the physical, the body hunger disappeared, and actually I felt some spiritual hunger, which
yes.
has kept me going because it keeps me seeking God. However, I cannot... one particular thing, though, I have to say is at some point I've almost... The faith in God has almost slipped away from me. Like, especially when I'm facing challenging times. You know, one particular thing that I remember is after high school, I had always wanted to go to school here. That's a fact. And we were a group of five people whose ambition was to come to school here. Mm-hmm. And two of us got a presidential scholarship to different schools here, which is the one that I had hoped for, but it did not work out that time. Mm. And boy, did I become frustrated. Did I hate myself, and particularly did I get angry towards God because I felt like he had betrayed me. So I felt like he owed me the scholarship, and he had to give it to me. Now that he had not, then I saw myself every day as every day went by, almost losing completely to my frustration, and almost saying, you know, this is all a lie, and it doesn't happen. But you know that I grappled with that for very many days. And one particular thing that I still sometimes regret is that it affected my mom, because she saw me and she saw the difference in me. She saw how not comfortable and not at ease I was. And I also did not want to tell her the reasons, because I knew she would only get sad, but without being able to do anything. So I could say, yeah, mom, everything is good. Don't worry, I'm really good. But she kept saying, no, you're not. You're just making that up. You're just trying to protect me, but no. So that process of almost losing my faith also affected my mom, because she got worried and sad for me, but yeah. So, but out of nowhere, when I was almost completely giving up, an opportunity opened up. And now that I look at it, maybe I should always leave things to God. Maybe I should, you know, maybe things are not always up to me to solve, they're not meant to be. Life is not supposed to be a straight line where you do this and get to that and get to that. That's something I learned. Because in the middle of all that, Bridge to Rwanda was starting their second group. And I had, from my frustration, I guess I, for some reason, I missed the deadline and they had started. But I said, you know, let me try and reach out to people there, because Anna Reed was one of the people who studied it, and she knew me. She taught at Sunrise for 2 years before Bridge to Rwanda. So I reached out to Anna. I said, yeah, I know she'll not accept, but maybe let me just do it, just so that I don't blame myself in the future. And I reached out, said, Anna, I'm sorry I did not apply to Bridge to Rwanda, but I was still thinking about it. Would you consider me even if I'm late? She said, Richard, sure, of course, come on Monday and start. That was a Thursday. I was like, come on Monday and start. That has worked in a way I did not know.
Yeah.
So for sure I did not get the presidential scholarship, but I think I actually got an even better deal. So I will always owe it to God that he knows what I need the most. He knew that I actually needed I would actually be better off at Wheaton, and he knew that I would actually be way better off when I was closer to you through my 4 years of college. And I'm really thankful for the time that I've spent at Wheaton, regardless of how academically challenging it could have been. And regardless of the winter, I have enjoyed it. I've liked the place. I have learned a lot. And most importantly, it's been a pleasure to be close to you. It's been a pleasure to always come here and find a community of people that have me at their heart and have my country, Rwanda, at their heart. And it is a blessing to be among you and to call myself one of you and one of the children of God. Thank you very much.
Don't go anywhere.